Recording with a family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Everyone is looking for financial security right now. What do you need to know before you become a couple? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There are certain shifts in thinking that come with growing older. Your 20s are a transition period. You're just out of college or trade school, trying to figure out what to do with what little money you might be making. Your decisions are usually associated with peer interests. You are likely living in your first or second apartment. It's a brand new world. At this time, you begin to realize what the term recurring expenses means, but that doesn't necessarily equate to properly managing your money. According to Brides Magazine, these days the average age for a woman to get married is 27, and the average age for a man is 29. So it's when we enter the fourth decade of life that money usually becomes more of a focus. You may be thinking about your career or starting a family. It may also be the first time that retirement is a reality because you are working with people who are 20 years your senior, who provide a portal into the retirement mindset. It is during this time that 401k plans become topics of conversation, as do annuities, stocks, and other assets, such as homes and cars, things that were once furthest from your mind. In your 20s, you could talk yourself out of life and disability insurance, but in your 30s, that internal argument just doesn't hold water. I love trilogies, thus I love the number 3. So when do couples come together? I believe that they come together at whatever time is right in their life, and that they should know the number 3 can be important when it comes to their money accounts: yours, mine, and ours. In my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally, I talk more about this. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris, with the family in mind.